USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court will now hear the case involving the abortion pill mifepristone after the Supreme Court paused a lower court ruling on Friday. That ruling by a judge in Texas would have halted production and distribution of the abortion drug. President Biden says he'll continue to stand by the FDA's, quote, evidence-based approval of the abortion pill. Today is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day across the USA. The aim is to keep prescription drugs from being misused. Studies say two-thirds of people who misused prescription painkillers got them from a friend or family member. Those unneeded prescriptions are being collected at sites such as pharmacies, hospitals, and police stations, and then they'll be incinerated. Families of the victims of the mass shooting in Las Vegas are finally getting some compensation for their loss.
The families of 61 people who died in the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting will be paid from the shooter's estate. The gunman had $1.3 million in assets. According to a judge, each family will get nearly $20,000. I'm Dave Collins.
The Texas Senate passes a bill that would require the Ten Commandments to be prominently displayed in school classrooms.
The bill would force every public elementary and secondary school to display in a conspicuous place in each classroom of the school a durable poster of the Ten Commandments. Opponents of the bill say the law would directly contradict the separation of church and state. On Friday, the measure passed 17-12 along party lines and is headed to the GOP-controlled House.
Ryan Daniels reporting. This is Earth Day. Activities and protests are being held worldwide. Volunteers are planting trees and picking up trash. Activists rallying in major cities calling for action on global warming. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Japan's defense chief has ordered troops to activate missile interceptors in preparation for a shootdown of fragments from a North Korean satellite that could fall on Japanese territory. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said earlier this week that its first military spy satellite would be launched, but gave no specific date. Prosecutors have formally dropped manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin in connection to the shooting on the set of the film Rust.
In the filing to dismiss the charges, special prosecutors cited new facts that demand further investigation. The charges were dropped without prejudice, meaning Baldwin could still face charges as the investigation continues. It's a different story for the film's armorer. Miguel Almaguer has more.
The attorney for Hannah Gutierrez Reed says she still faces a charge of involuntary manslaughter. That case is moving forward.
Assistant Director Dave Halls has already reached a plea deal in the case, 6 months probation. I'm Lisa Taylor.
This one might make you gag. A now former grocery store worker in Pennsylvania is accused of loading food items with sewing needles. Shoppers tell 6 Action News it sickens them.
People are sick. They're looking for attention. And
I feel bad for the people who actually bought the products.
Investigators say video from the Giant store in Lower Macungie Township shows the worker putting the needles into bagged vegetables, bakery items, packages of rolls, and perhaps pouches of tuna fish. Charges are pending against the suspect, who's identified as a juvenile. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.